Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Music-wise, for you all, first of all, let's start off in 1947 on this date. Don Felder, guitarist, vocalist for the Eagles. He was born on this date. Back in 1947, in 1954, Phil the Animal Taylor from Motorhead. He was born as a Taylor, lined up with Lemmy and Fast Eddie Clark, and recorded the first 10 studio albums and a live album, No Sleep Till Hammersmith, which is really good. The Animal, by the way, unfortunately died on November 11th of 2015 at the age of 61. Rest in peace, Phil Taylor. In 1959, Corinne Drury was born. She is the British singer for Swing Out Sister. That's right. Break out. All right. Let's see. 67. In 1967 on this date, Faith Hill, American country singer, was born. Let's see. What else do we have here? 1972, David Silvera was born on this date. He is the drummer for Korn. How about that? Let's see, what else do we have? 1972, he's a pain in the ass, but he has a hell of a band, and it's Liam Gallagher. He was born on this date back in 1972, the singer-songwriter for Oasis. 1977, Sam Rivers was born. You ask, who is Sam Rivers? Some of you may know, some of you may not. Bassist for Limp Bizkit, born on this date back in 1977. And the man that adds his name to all his songs, Jason Derulo, was born on this date back in 1989. Singer, songwriter, actor, dancer, and of course his hits Wiggle and In My Head and What You Say and Talking Dirty. Since the start of his career, Derulo has sold over 50 million singles, not albums, but singles, because that's the new way of the world. 1968, things that happen on this date. We start off with Jimi Hendrix. He released his version of Bob Dylan's song All Along the Watchtower. Hendrix had been given a tape of Dylan's recording by publicist Michael Goldstein. Here's a great nugget. Dave Mason from Traffic and Rolling Stone and Brian Jones, okay, both played on the recordings, on Hendrix and Bob Dylan's. How about that? That's amazing. In 1968, Deep Purple made a number 4 debut on the U.S. singles charts with Hush. Love that song. Also a hit for Kula Shaker back in 1997. In 1974, Barry White went to number 1 on the U.S. singles charts with Can't Get Enough of Your Love, baby. The singer's first and only U.S. solo chart topper. I did not know that was his first and only one. It went to number 8 in the U.K. In 1977, Meatloaf released his second studio album on this date, Bat Outta Hell. Great album. First collaboration with composer Jim Steinman and Todd Rundgren, by the way, was also the producer. One of the best-selling albums of all time, sold over 43 million copies worldwide and still sells over 200,000 copies per year. Wow. Remember I told you that Motorhead didn't even have a silver album, which is 300,000? Bat Outta Hell is still selling 200,000 albums a year. Okay. First single, You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth, which, let me tell you, just, you gotta, that's one of those albums that you could just crank and play all the way through. In 1980, Bob Marley, during a North American tour, collapsed while jogging in New York Central Park after hospital tests diagnosed him as having cancer. Marley played his last ever concert 2 nights at the Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Interesting, right? That Bob Marley's last concerts were in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You would never imagine that. In 85 on this date, with the help of MTV, Money for Nothing gave Dire Straits their first U.S. number one single. And man, I got to tell you, it's a cool song and everything, but I will admit, I got tired of Money for Nothing because it was on all the damn time. Every station, MTV had it every hour. Oh, wow. And I guess it's because I want my MTV. And also, I guess that they had to have that. In 99, on this date, David Bowie released his album Hours. Now, listen to this. He released it for download in its entirety on his website. In 99, he was the first rock artist to do that. Nobody had done the download of an album yet. David Bowie was the first. 1961 on this date. Let me see. Where do I have it here or what? 1999, Nine Inch Nails scored their first number one album when The Fragile debuted at the top of the Billboard 200. There you go. Oh, and one more. In 1961, a 21-year-old singer-songwriter, Bob Dylan, recorded his debut album in one day. The studio bill was $400. In 1961. That's a lot of money in 1961. That's crazy stuff right there.